Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, it's absolutely unbelievable. Merrill, no. To answer your question, no, sir. I have never, ever seen anything like that. Look, good morning to you. Great morning to you on this Monday morning as we kick off a week and obviously do so in an unbelievable mood after a thrilling and frankly in many ways shocking comeback victory by the Eagles yesterday. They looked dead in the water and they pulled it out. Major credit to Jalen Hurts, Jordan Davis, A.J. Brown, Sirianni, obviously for having his club always ready to fight. They weren't really ready to play their best in the first half yesterday, but they were ready to fight, and they pulled it out 3-0. It's obviously an all-time Eagles regular season victory. We'll talk about it today and do so extensively with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We'll also talk to Ray Dittinger, 7:55, Seth Joyner, 9 o'clock. We'll talk about Bernie Parent today. We'll certainly pay tribute to him. We truly loved Bernie Parent. Looking forward to discussing his life and legacy. So there's a lot to do with you. I mean, we wish we didn't have to because we wish he hadn't passed away. It's a very sad situation. I was with Bernie 2 weeks ago. We'll get to that. But look, a lot to do, and so much of it on the Eagles. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The letter J was the last letter to be added to the alphabet.
Wonder why.
It wasn't recognized and accepted into the English alphabet until around 1633.
Wow. Okay.
Save the best for last. It, you know
sure.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. I like that. James.
Jalen. Yeah. Yep, we got some J's are good.
I like that a lot. Doctor.
It used to be I and J were the same, and it wasn't distinctive between, there was no distinction between the two. And gradually, there were a couple pronunciations for that I. And they put a flourish on the bottom of it that became the J that was accepted in 1633.
Well, they say there's no I in win, but there certainly was a thrill in yesterday. I don't know if that line worked, but I'm trying. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, hop aboard those phone lines and react. There's so much to get to, obviously your reaction to it all. I'll start with this, one of the most amazing Eagles regular season games ever. You know, not quite 2010 Miracle in the Meadowlands, you know, part four, the Sean walk-off, but it's up there. My lifetime, this is up there. This is high up there. This is one of those ones you thought they were dead. I did. Second quarter, I thought they were dead. Now, obviously, at a certain point, you can feel the comeback was forming, but there was a point where it seemed incredibly unlikely that the Eagles would pull out the win. So really one of the more thrilling comeback victories and one of the more amazing Eagles regular season games I've ever seen. I'm sure that resonates with you. I'll say this is certainly the kind of game that could get me to start changing my tune on Jalen Hurts. I was remarkably impressed with what he did in the second half. Obviously, you want to see it sooner. Not because it wasn't just him in the first half. They all stunk. The whole freaking thing stunk. Everything stunk. But they played a different kind of game in the second half. They had to rely on the pass because they were down by so much. You're managing the clock and the score. And I thought it may have been. It's hard to remember all these games now, you know, 6 years into his career. But I thought it may have been the best half he's ever played in the NFL. He was awesome in the second half. Credit to him, obviously. Heart of a champion for the football team. I mean, one thing that we really have come to know, and this is like such an opposite of the 76ers, is under Sirianni, man, they fight. Man, they fight. I mean, they never give up. So credit to the squad, credit to him, credit to Howie Roseman for the selection of players. It's not just about how they play, but it's about how they're wired and how they play because of that. And look, it was thrilling. We'll take your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And this game had it all. I mean, there are major aspects of this game. It won't surprise me in the 20 weeks that we're the 20 hours we're on the air this week. We may never even get to, because it had so much. It had bad calls. It had good calls. It had tauntings. It had taunts that weren't taunts. It had a timeout. I still don't understand why Sirianni took the timeout at the end. This game had so freaking much. It felt like a 10-hour game. It was boiled down to 3 hours, and the Eagles found a way. And God bless them at 3-0. It was really, really, truly one of the most remarkable Eagles regular season games I've ever seen. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts, John, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe we're ahead of schedule. That was incredible. You rarely do you see a finish like that. That was one for the ages, one that we'll all remember, you know, just
for
forever.
Sure.
Hey, the Jordan Davis block and return. That was a game that, again, maybe some years the Eagles don't win that game. But this year we are – things are bouncing our way, it seems, at least early, and that's a good sign. But again, we were told this was supposed to maybe take a month before this team got into rhythm and stuff. I think it took 2.5 games.
2.5 games. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I really do. I think they are ahead of schedule. I think that what we saw was finally balance to the offense. I mean, that's simple trick. Hey, it really opens things up when you throw it and you run it, because they don't know what's coming and they got to play off and soft, and we just take it to them. And the proof is in that second half. My gosh, it was ridiculous. But let's not forget, we did have some machinations that had to take place up front. Because
I thought Fred Johnson might have saved the game.
Absolutely.
No, if that'll make that change, Eagles lose the game.
Well, they waited too long.
Yeah, I don't know why Fred Johnson was
not the second
immediately
stringer.
Yeah, inserted when Lane was injured.
Sure.
Because Lane went down, it was early, and we had to endure the remainder of that first half. And
credit to Howie with the trade, though. If he doesn't make that trade, look, to a lot of people, it's a rando trade, you know, and to a certain extent but it wasn't totally rando, because we knew of this guy, and I thought he stepped in and saved the game. I mean, it was, look, there was so much. There was five times they couldn't catch a kickoff. Now, look, if it's a knuckleball, I guess it is tricky. I mean, I can't imagine it wasn't not tricky. The combination of the two returners dropped it 5 different times. So they'll have to clean that up. There's a lot they're going to have to clean up. But, man, oh, man, heart of a champion, and the will to win, and the will to continue to fight, and Jordan Davis with the leap, and Jordan Davis with the scoop and score. Look, all of it, 215-592-9494. I can only imagine what is coursing through the veins of James Seltzer. I don't have to imagine. I can ask him now. James Seltzer, your thoughts.
It still doesn't feel real. Man, like the whole rest of the day yesterday, I felt like I was kind of like in a glorious haze, because I was so sure they were going to lose that game. At one point, like at halftime or a little after, I turned to Emily, I'm like, when was the last time we got our asses kicked? Yeah. Like, that's what I was feeling. And then to feel like we were definitely going to lose, and then they come back, and then for it to feel like we're going to lose again because it's a 44-yard field goal, and to actually win that game, like, to obviously for the season, it's a big tiebreaker game, it's a big conference.
Very
it
big.
Matters
yeah.
Like, it matters just period, but also to the point John said, like, there aren't that many games that often that you could say at the end of the game, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. This is a game that we will name the Jordan Davis game. Like you said, the Deshaun game. Like, it's special. It's why you watch sports. It's like the Schwarber four-home run game. Like, you, every once in a while when you're watching your team play, you get to see something you've never seen before. And we got that yesterday. And it's just, I'm so happy today.
Ray, and that's a good Rams team. Well, that is a good Rams team. When we had calls go against us in bunches, we had injuries go against us in bunches, but that team won anyway. You know, the team, this Eagles team, we scored the last 26 points of that game, and we took the first half off. We took the first half off, and somehow we were still able to beat a really good team. That says a lot.
It does. Look, it's a big one. 3-0, 215-592-9494. Rhea, I know you were there. How bonkers was it at the end?
It was nuts. And I have to say, we had started to walk out. We're like, they're kicking this thing.
Yep.
But we were on the top of the steps. And I swear I felt the link shake.
Wow.
I mean, it
was. Have you ever felt that before? Can you remember?
Yeah, the NFC Championship game against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the one that I remember.
Minnesota.
Well, it could be Atlanta 04.
Yeah, Atlanta and Minnesota.
My fault.
Yeah. No, but the first time it was the Atlanta one. And then the Minnesota one was kind of a foregone conclusion.
Sure. Yeah.
So the Atlanta one was, I mean, it was. And I got to give credit to a guy I was watching the game with. His name's Jonah. I don't know what his last name is. He's a hand surgeon. I was at NovaCare. In the first half, he kept saying, Sean McVay settling for field goals. Like, what is this? This boy genius.
Let me tell you who's settling for field goals. Matthew Stafford with inaccurate passes.
Yeah.
I mean, Matthew Stafford should have won this football game. And he really, he had four or five times where he just, and it's funny because that's not normally his problem. I mean, he can have inaccuracies with interceptions of sort going back through the years. But he normally, you got a 15-yard guy open, like, he'll hit him.
Joe, I'm going to tell you this because I don't know if they were showing it on TV.
Yep.
But in between plays, he kept going down to his knees. They got after him and hit him a couple times.
His back was bad.
I think the back was really bothering him.
Well, look, it really is. It's an all-time Eagles regular season win. It doesn't have the import, for instance, of like Brandon Boykin picking off that ball to make the playoffs, or 44-6 to make the playoffs. It's not a Week 17, Week 18 game. So obviously it doesn't have the context of, you know, my team just made the playoffs because of this game. But you want to talk about an unbelievable game where they found a way to pull it out. It really is one of the great Eagles regular season random games of all time. And I don't think it's an overstatement. And it's a team to love. They do fight. There are things to clean up. We'll talk about that today and all week, but my God, what a victory.
It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. This is it. Win it or lose it, right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hurts in the gun. Hang on. Deep breath. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. Touchdown. They take Smitty. The lead. Smith.
Smitty.
It's Smith. Devontae Smith. Smitty. Into the end zone. They take the lead.
Well, both wide receivers really came to life, and so did Jalen Hurts. I mean, all three of them were great in the second half, and that was huge. But look, even
don't
when
forget
they
Dallas Goedert,
yeah, well, the touchdown.
Dallas Goedert took advantage of AJ being such a magnetic, a magnet for defenders. You know, he pulled that safety.
Yep.
And right down the seam.
Yeah, that was so easy looking. I mean, a bad job by the defense on that one.
That's the thing. You get it. We finally got into a rhythm offensively.
Yep,
Kevin
yep.
Petullo and Jalen Hurts, they got into that flow, and everyone, and the run was working with the pass, and the defense is on their heels, and they don't know how to get, you know, they don't know if they can pass rush,
sure.
They don't know if they can pin their ears back, they're catching blocks instead of exploding into blocks, like, we had them where we wanted them, but it took us an entire half of football to
incredible.
Get there, you know, that part is concerning, but it does feel like finally, it just clicked. And you know, I know we may fall out of rhythm occasionally, maybe more occasionally
well, for sure.
than we're all happy with. But it's good to know that we can get into
a
play-calling rhythm
Great
and the
know.
Offense can get on a roll.
Look, we'll take your calls on all this, 215-592-9494. Let's also address the reality of Bernie passing away. So it's very sad. He was very full of life, obviously. He was an amazing person. You know, we all knew him on a personal level. We had been around him many times. I was with Bernie 2 weeks ago at the Darren Dalton Foundation. He was down in Maryland, Chesapeake, Maryland, for an event. And he seemed great. I mean, he was a little bit more on the frail side than I'd ever seen before, for sure. But his sense of humor was still 1,000% there. I asked him, just because I knew he was about 80, I said, "Hey, Bernie, how do you feel?" And he said, "With my hands." And I said, so like, you know, he was Bernie Perrant. And for those on the younger side, I'll just say this. You can't imagine how big the Flyers were. And I can only tell you this. Well, I can tell you a lot more than this, but he is truly one of the most consequential figures in the history of Philadelphia sports. One of the great athletes of all time. I mean, he was doing what's really, really rare. Regular season, let's call it goalie MVP, Vezina. Postseason, you know, playoff MVP, Conn Smythe. Champion. 2 years in a row. And by the way, he was the original Flyer. A lot of people probably don't know that. He was the first player the Flyers ever selected in the expansion draft. They had him for a couple years, and they got rid of him, and then they got him back, and then he becomes this all-time Philadelphia sports figure. John, you knew him on a personal level. He would come hang with us when we'd have nights down at the Flyers games. You'd see him around town.
It just seemed,
your thoughts on Bernie?
It seemed like he wanted you to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, this guy who was the reason we won the Stanley Cup twice, is trying to make you at ease. You know, like from the moment you meet him, I was blown away. I was overwhelmed by how gracious a person Bernie Perrant is.
I mean, he was really, really, really special. And I know there's tens of thousands around the Delaware Valley who met him. I mean, he's one of those athletes that came here and then stayed here. Rhea, you've known him obviously the longest. Yeah. I mean, it's a sad day. He did live an amazing life, but it's very, very sad losing Bernie.
It's one of the thrills of my life to get to know him. Yeah. I mean, he was so much fun. And, you know, I was a baby when they won them, but he just made everybody feel comfortable around him.
Yeah.
You love talking to him. Like I said, I was really sad when I heard the news.
And
yesterday.
Stunned. Because,
I knew he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I mean, he had back issues
that
had really bothered him. So, yeah, it was just because you just can't, like, imagine him not being around because he really just made himself part of the community.
Yes, he did.
And that's what all those Flyers did
from
that
era.
Yes,
they did. It's part of why we extra appreciate them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is.
Yep.
So, James, when he would pop into the, the suite when we're down at a Flyers game with listeners, that was always such a thrill.
It was the highlight every time.
Every time.
The number one thing that happened for everyone there. And to Rhea's point, it's hard to imagine him gone because he was so full of life.
Yep.
Always, you know, he brought life to a room when he was in it. And to your point, Joe, like about what the Flyers meant, like, I grew up in a house where the Flyers, my dad's favorite team. The Flyers, my uncle's favorite team. Like, I grew up with, like, they were there when they won the cup. It, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, It was a really, I don't think kids, they don't understand how much the Flyers meant.
And by the way, it's not the kids' fault, it's the Flyers' fault.
No, I agree. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. So a thrilling victory, but obviously a heavy day when it comes to the passing of Bernie Parent. Your thoughts on both topics, 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Eagles Shirley. Shirley, good morning.
Hey, good morning, family. First of all, I'm going to pay my respects to the late Bernie Parent and his family and the Flyers family and all his friends and loved ones. I definitely will be keeping them in my prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard that while I was at the game later on watching. I mean, after the game.
Well, the Eagles had a nice tribute to him during the game.
Yeah,
or it might have been right before the game. Yeah, my girlfriend sent me a video. She was there.
That everybody stood up and
early in the game, Ray, or right before?
Yeah,
it's a good job by them.
Yeah, it was a little surprising, you know, and like, wow. And my mom went to Jonesy and, you know, all of, you know, the Flyers, you know, nation. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Get it together. You know, you're praying for them, the strength of the family. They're going to hold it down for Bernie. That's what he would want them to do, you know, to keep it moving on his behalf. So shout out to you. Shout out to the family.
Absolutely. Man. So what are you thinking on the Eagles, Shirley?
I was at that game, baby. Let me tell you something. And Rhea, this is my take on the boos. I want to get this out the way. I believe the fans were booing because they didn't like the play calling of the run. Because they knew we had some openness in the passing game, and we just wanted to see that. Like, I don't boo my team at all for no reason.
Well, the boos
they deserved to be booed. And the Bronx cheer was a great fan moment. It was a great fan moment.
I loved it.
I didn't say they didn't deserve to be booed or not. I said I think why they was being booed. I don't think they was booing the guys. I think they was booing the play calling. That's what it felt like.
Well, I thought it was both, Shirley. Booed. I mean, I'll give you a for instance. When the combination of the returners dropped the ball for a fifth time, they weren't booing the play calling.
No,
okay?
They were not.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, now that one, we was like... I
five
was like
times! This. I mean, I know a knuckleball is probably tough, but five of them?
I was freaking out on those.
Of course, everybody was. Yeah. I mean, Eagles had a drive early in the game that started on the
five.
Well, no, I'm gonna early that started on like the 40-yard line with 40 yards to score a touchdown, and then you find out in the second quarter the average start is like down on their own 20 because that's almost mathematically impossible.
That was one of the biggest no-nos in every meeting every year that coaches
incredible.
You cannot allow your team to start with bad field position.
Well, here's the question: how replicable is
25?
Right. By the key is going to be moving forward. How can the other kickers learn to do what that guy can do? Because that guy almost was the number one.
He's
star
like a market
of the
inefficiency.
Game.
He's a market inefficiency.
That guy was 5 for 5 on field goals and. Five times he gets the Eagles to drop a kickoff, and then he becomes a GOAT because twice he has a freaking low trajectory field goal and they lose the game. I mean, that guy was all over the game. All over the game. Anyway, Shirley, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to point out, since we was down there, and they, you know, they sacked, oh, guys, I hope Lane Johnson is okay. You know, so we always know what happened when he comes out the game. And prior, okay. Fred Johnson, baby, listen, at the end of the day, when those guys came down to our end zone and you know, paraded around, act like they were trying to do the tush push, I said, see right there, y'all always give me a sign when I know y'all going to lose. Y'all always do something dumb and stupid and disrespectful. Y'all can't do that. Y'all can't taunt us fans because they always come back. They just talk their mouth. They run their mouth so much. I mean, they all do it, but... Leave us alone. Leave us out. Leave us alone. Man, I want to pull them up so bad. But
yeah,
I know
Jared Verse was giving it to the
field. All right, Shirley, good call. Yeah, well, listen, Verse had a lot to say because he's a great player. And they had the lead almost the whole game.
Yep. Hurts lines them up, three receivers left, including Goddard. Barkley to his right. A.J. Brown out to the far side. Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
Just a little back shoulder fade. Again, you've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation. A.J. Brown runs the fade. Jalen throws it to the back shoulder, and he just spins away from the defender and makes an easy touchdown catch.
You know, I think one of the big mysteries of this game, it's a mystery for me. I got some of the answers, but not nearly all. is how does the offense look so bad for half the game and then so good for half the game? And look, this is sports. Stuff happens. It's like, how does a baseball player go 0 for 16? And then sometimes he'll hit, you know, three home runs in six at-bats or three home runs in three at-bats. I mean, there's a happenstance of sports. Obviously, I think the tempo helped get them going. Obviously, replacing Pryor helped get them going because, you know, Fred Johnson really held it down. I thought the offensive line did a masterful job of picking up the blitzes in the second half. I was frankly stunned the Rams defensive coordinator kept blitzing in the second half because they weren't really getting there. But again, there is a bit of a mystery to how do you be so bad for half the game and then just dominate. So we'll take your calls on a thrilling victory, a very thrilling victory, 215-592-9494. And how that victory sounded, the best calls from within the game, the Merrill montage. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning, buddy.
Jordan freaking David.
Yeah. And you know, Ed, I was out on him, and he has really come to play this year, and he saved their bacon yesterday.
Yeah, I just finished watching the replay, the icing on the – how good was that Joe Davis call, by the way?
He was great.
The icing on the big cake.
Yeah, he did a good job on that one. Yep.
It was amazing. I only watched it for like the 30th time, so and I'll watch it 30 more. It was just it hasn't really sunk in as to how just – in terms of like how improbable this outcome was, you know, I was listening to the Go Birds pod after the game, and Elliot made a great point. It's like we were in sort of the mindset of like, all right, they're going to make this field goal, and even there's no like acceptable losses, but you know, I was kind of resigned to like, well, this is probably where it ends, and then that happens, and I was sort of like dumbfounded, and my wife was like, yeah, hon, Jordan Davis blocked the bleeping punt or the kick, and yeah. I'm like, my head's hitting the ceiling, and I just seeing the Ringo Brown convoy, like he didn't need it because he was just running, you know, 18 and a half miles an hour, but just couldn't be happier for the guy. And I really, you know, just the most important thing out of all of this, and you actually saw it in the NFC Championship game post game interview, you're seeing confidence in the kid, like he is really starting to believe in himself, and you see the physical talent, you want to see more of it. And I think we will. And, you know, you see him, you know, what does an offensive line do? You can never single either one of those guys. You have to double team both of them, but then, you know, then it's on your edge rusher.
Well, you're not double teaming. Listen, they're double teaming Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis is stepping up and playing the best ball of his life so far, but they're not double teaming both of them. That'd be four guys inside and they'd be playing 9-on-11 football. But look, Ed, he's had a tremendous impact. It is possible he's been better than Jalen Carter so far this year. I mean,
he's the best player on the line.
He's also played a full more game than him.
He has played a full more game. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Ed, look, credit to him for picking it up.
Things. He's asked to do things that are completely different than Jalen Carter. He's the nose tackle in base. And occasionally now he's been, you know, doing the pass rush in the nickel, but that's rare when they're asked to do the same thing, which is just penetrate upfield. A lot of times, as the nose tackle, your job is just to take on and absorb people.
Sure, yeah. And look, he's had a great start to the season, and I can tell you to my eye, it's the best he's ever played for sure. And obviously, the moment yesterday when he saved the game is the single biggest impact play he's ever had. But he had a big impact play chasing down, you know, forcing to the sideline Stafford.
That was huge, too. That was on a third and two.
Reminded me of the play he had against Josh Allen 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Matt Stafford wasn't able to get the corner against the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A gigantic man.
Yeah.
That looked odd watching that play.
Yep.
But we've come to expect that.
That was big.
Because we saw it with the Bills.
Yeah, too. That was a really big one. All right, so 215-592-9494.
I love how that's representative of something. You know, like I love how that
What, in shape
continues.
And effort?
Well especially the late in the game. The field goal block, that play like late in the game.
I agree.
He's playing more snaps and is also in condition at the end of the game to make plays.
Totally. Think about that. This is a man who we, at the end of, I don't know, two seasons ago, there's no way he can outrun the entire team to, you know, that touchdown. This is unbelievable, the transformation that we're seeing, and I'm so glad that it's actually proving out on the field the way we're seeing it.
I agree. And then obviously you start thinking about contract extension and all that good stuff. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Got a Door and window to the weekend. You can buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, in addition to the Eagles and in addition, of course, to the tragic passing of Bernie Parent, which we have talked about and will continue to talk about today, and we'll certainly welcome your tributes to Bernie. The Phillies also had a series, not very good, in Arizona. Now, let's break it down, and let's just get, because it doesn't matter that much. Okay, I want to be very clear. We knew going into the weekend they were probably going to be the 2 seed. We know coming out of the weekend they're even more likely now to be the 2 seed. Bottom line is they're not going to catch the Brewers. The Dodgers aren't going to catch the Phillies. They're going to be the 2 seed. Here are the two big things from the weekend. Fourth starter for the playoffs, which score one for Walker Buehler, who, listen, there's one more start for these guys, but I think it's becoming pretty clear Walker Buehler should get the start instead of Aaron Nola. Doesn't mean he will, but I think as of now, he should. Let's see what happens in the final, I think it's, what, 6 games? Let's see what happens, but, I mean, James, the Aaron Nola thing, he's just not getting on track.
I still fear they'll give him a start. There is no question who deserves it. Like it shouldn't be even a discussion. Like not, and that's not even counting the fact that Walker Buehler is one of the best playoff pitchers alive.
Right.
Like it's a no brainer in my mind.
Yeah, it's getting close. I'm not quite no brainer. I'll say I'm getting close to no brainer, and it's a concern because it just kind of hovers over as you advance in the playoffs. And by the way, let's be real. Even Walker Buehler, if I had to guess, it's probably going to be one of those Syndergaard type starts where, you know, I'm talking about
3 2/3, yeah, 4 innings, something.
Yeah,
I can see that.
You
for
pitch
sure.
3 innings, which means Nola might be the guy coming in.
Totally, it's possible.
So there's still a problem there, but that was notable from the weekend with the Phillies. The other thing, of course, the Castellanos reality. Look, I didn't like what he said Friday night. Doesn't mean everything he said is out of bounds. Okay, and I know it's frustrating when you get asked the same question by different reporters that, you know, come to your locker and come to your locker and come to your locker. But, like, he just, there is a sourness to him, and he's the only guy you ever hear either directly or indirectly throw shade at Rob Thompson. Everything I've always heard from people around the Phillies is that they love Rob Thompson. And let's be real, Nick Castellanos is in a bad mood because he's been essentially benched. And you know what, Nick, you deserve to get benched. I mean, it's like he's pulling a Kepler from earlier in the year with shade toward the manager when not the manager's fault. Not the manager's fault. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you annoyed with what Nick Castellanos said after the game Friday night, yes or no? I certainly am. It's not the end of the world, but it does remind me of situations in the past where a player will speak out publicly, and it kind of is a pathway to him likely being jettisoned after the year. Phillies are going to have to eat a lot of his salary. But I just don't think you want this guy back on the team. And, of course, John, more than anything,
wow,
you don't want it to disrupt positive vibes and flow in that locker room when they're trying to win a World Series
that's
in about 6 weeks.
Therein lies the challenge.
Yeah.
Right now, we have what it takes to win a World Series.
Yes, they do.
As long as Nick Castellanos and his self-centered, that really was offensive.
I agree with you.
That he made that about him, the way he made that about him.
Especially when he
stunk. He's externalizing the locus of blame, as we've talked about, it's a big no-no. It's on you, man. Look inward. Look to yourself, Scooby. You know, seriously, this is...
I agree with you, man.
Accountability is what matters, and so it doesn't seem like you've got it, but that's the challenge. We all need to pull on the same rope in the same direction, and right now, he's very unhappy.
Yeah.
And
without cause, by the way.
So,
if you're hitting 280,
the point
and you
is,
get benched,
he's
I'd be,
unhappy.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
And so, but you have to manage it
with,
whether there's cause or not. That's what's so problematic here because it really does have a chance to derail the group goal, which is very it's right there with the way that they're playing.
Yeah, so, I agree. So listen, major thumbs down to Castellanos. That was not cool.
Oh, it's a problem,
and it is a problem. All right, so all of that on the table. 2-1. And listen, Castellanos is getting off light here because the reality is
he is very lucky.
That was my number one thought. Yep, Elliot totally. And I were talking about yesterday. Yep. We're like, this guy's so lucky.
Yeah.
Any other spot, we're killing him for this.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Jordan Davis, and we're happy.
If it's not an Eagles thing and Bernie Parent legacy and tributes, then Castellanos would be totally the topic. So, disgraceful, though. All right, let's get to the Merrill montage. So, Eagles win. We give you a montage. You know how we do. You know how Merrill and Mike do. The great calls from a game that had a lot of twists and turns, a lot of negatives. In the end, slightly more positives. And they pulled out the victory to get to 3-0. Going to need a Merrill montage.
We're going to need a montage.
It's home sweet home for the Eagles. Lincoln Financial Field, where they've won 11 straight games. Today they will be challenged to keep it going by the also 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. Back goes Stafford. He's going deep. He wants Adams. He's got him for a touchdown. 44 yards. Stafford to Devontae Adams. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. They've got him. McCullough coming in on Hurts. And he didn't have a prayer. Pass comes down the flat. Williams is going to dance it in. Automatic. Timeout on the field with the score. 26-7. Rams. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught. A.J. Brown.
That's
down near the 30.
That's where you need to go with the football.
Hurts steps up again. He is firing. It's caught. It's a touchdown for Dallas Goedert.
That's what the offense should look like. Now we're clicking.
Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
You've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation.
It's fourth down and one. Can they stop him? Tight formation. Nobody split. Down the cool in motion. Handoff goes to Williams. And they shut him down! They stop him in his tracks! This is another short one. 36 yards. Here it is. Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked. It's blocked. And it's bouncing around in the Eagles' helmet. They blocked the kick. It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. Touchdown. They take the lead. Smith. It's Smith. Devontae Smith.
Smitty.
Into the end zone. They take the lead. Eagles are going for two. They lead 27-26. These 2 points are important because otherwise the Rams can march down and beat them with a field goal. Here's Hurts. Back again. He fires. It is incomplete. Intended for Devontae Smith, so we will have to breathe a little heavier. Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10. Five. Touchdown! Game over! George Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
Well, thrilling victory.
I love that Mike threw out the "Do you believe in miracles?"
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was,
like that's like I got a little like goosebumps when
I
he said
it.
That. You know?
I get it. Let's listen to Sirianni locker room shortly after the game ends. He addresses the guys. Here's the head coach.
Guys, that mental toughness. This is what I need you guys to have in your time. I need you to have it the rest of the season. I need you to have it the rest of the time you're an Eagle, and I need you to have it the rest of the time you're in life.
Yes, sir.
That there's gonna be times we're down. There's going to be times we can't, we don't want to get back up. All right? We don't want to get back up, but we pick our selves up and we keep getting up. All right? You guys got to remember that for me. All right? Because that's what this team did today. All right? There's something dangerous about a team that doesn't stop fighting. There's something dangerous about a team that doesn't stop fighting.
They obviously have that DNA. I mean, they are the exact opposite of what the 76ers are in tough times. Sixers often wilt and fold, and the Eagles dig down and fight. I mean, it's something. Jalen Hurts is obviously a big part of it. He played an incredible second half. Let's listen to Jalen right after the game. He's on the field, obviously very excited with Pam Oliver.
What are you going to take away from a victory like today?
Man, regardless... It's always good to get a win. It's always good to get a win. And if that doesn't show you what type of team we are, I don't know what does. Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. I mean, absolutely completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
What about Big Boy with the block and chugging down the field?
I knew he was going to block it. I knew he was going to block it. I just knew he was going to block it. That's just a great effort, man. Great effort by everybody. It was frustrating. It was challenging, but it was gritty. And everybody got together and made plays when we needed to. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But we will fix the things that we need to fix.
I believe you. Thank you so much.
All right, Pam Oliver with Jalen, Fox Sports right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.